Title: Second Circuit Narrowly Applies Supreme Court's Decision in Omnicare. Content: In-Inri Sanofi Securities Litigation, No. 15-588 CV, 2016 U.S. App, Lexis 4107, 2D CIR March 4, 2016. The United States Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit affirmed the dismissal of class action complaints alleging that the defendants had made materially false or misleading statements or omissions in their registration statement. The court examined the impact of the United States Supreme Court's intervening decision in Omnicare Incorporated v. Laborers District Council Construction Industry Pension Fund, 135S.CT 1318, 2015, previously covered here, which held that a statement of opinion which omits material facts about the issuer's knowledge may be misleading if the omitted facts conflict with what a reasonable investor would infer from reading the statement in context. The Second Circuit in Sanofi held that statements of opinion were not misleading under Omnicare where they omitted a fact that did not conflict with what a reasonable investor would take from the statement. The court further noted that statements of opinion are not misleading simply because they omit facts cutting the other way. The claims at issue in Sanofi centered on statements made regarding Lemtrada, a multiple sclerosis, MS, drug being developed and tested by defendant Genzyme. While Lemtrada was still under review by the United States Food and Drug Administration, FDA, defendant Sanofi acquired Genzyme. As a result of the sale, defendant's shareholders received, among other things, contingent value rights tied to the achievement of certain milestones related to the success of Lemtrada. Defendants made public statements regarding Lemtrada, its clinical results, and its potential approval by the FDA, both in SEC filings and other venues. Those statements did not disclose that the FDA had expressed concern that Lemtrada was being tested using single-blind, rather than double-blind, studies. The FDA rejected Lemtrada's initial application referencing, among other things, concerns about the failure to use double-blind studies. The FDA ultimately approved Lemtrada for the treatment of MS, but did so only after the deadline for the approval milestone had passed. Plaintiffs brought class action complaints against defendants, alleging violations of various securities laws, including Section 10(b) of the Securities Exchange Act of 1934, 15 U.S.C. Section 78(j)(b), Securities and Exchange Commission Rule 10(b)(5), and Section 20(a) of the Securities Exchange Act of 1934, Exchange Act, 15 U.S.C. Section 78(t)(a). Plaintiffs alleged that defendants had made false and misleading statements about Lemtrada by failing to disclose feedback received from the FDA regarding the use of single-blind studies. Plaintiffs challenged three groups of statements: 1. Statements regarding the expected timing of FDA approval, 2. Statements regarding the timing of Lemtrada's launch, and 3. Statements regarding Lemtrada's trial results. Defendants moved to dismiss. The United States District Court for the Southern District of New York granted the motion to dismiss, holding that plaintiffs had failed to allege false or materially misleading statements. As pertinent to the appeal, the court held that plaintiffs had failed to allege facts suggesting that any statements of opinion that had been made were objectively false, or that defendants did not believe the statements when they made them. After the district court issued its opinion in this case, the United States Supreme Court decided Omnicare. Omnicare refined the Second Circuit's standard for analyzing a statement of opinion is materially misleading. Under Omnicare, sincerely held opinions may be actionable if the speaker omits information, the omission of which renders the statement misleading to a reasonable investor. Under this new standard, the core inquiry is whether the omitted facts would conflict with what a reasonable investor would take from the statement itself. In Sanofi, the Second Circuit affirmed, emphasizing two points from Omnicare. First, in order for a statement of opinion to be misleading, it must conflict with what a reasonable investor would take from the statement itself. Applying this principle to statements regarding the timing of FDA approval, the court found that defendants' statements were not misleading. Though the FDA had made preliminary statements expressing concern about the use of single-blind testing, UTH,